I was aboard the battleship USS Oklahoma, December 7th, 1941, when the Japanese aircraft came in for the attack on the ships and other military units. It was Sunday. I had finished breakfast and was reading the paper. When the alert sounded, I ran to the entrance of my battle station, which was number 2 pump room, but found the door, the hatch locked. Orders were to inspect the old idle compartments at the end of the working day and lock them. The duty chief in charge did not have the keys with him, so he said, "I'll go back and get the keys." I did not wait for the hatch to be unlocked, so I proceeded to number 1 pump room, then through a small hatch into number 2 pump room. I got 2 pumps in operation in preparation for getting underway, also pumping out the water. About that time, 2 men came in and was helping me to start the other pumps when torpedoes hit the port side. Some of the lights went out, then other torpedoes hit, then all the lights went out. The ship was listing very fast, and water came in from the topside and flooded the pump room. The 3 of us ran up the ladder and tried to open the hatch, but found that the hatch had not been unlocked from the other side. By this time, water was up to our necks. I said, "We will have to go out the other way." I dived and had trouble finding the exit into number 1 pump room. Swimming underwater, I located the hatch, then the ladder up to the engineer's washroom, where I was rescued and pulled out off the ladder into the dry compartment by Chief Water Tender Paul Wright. Then I went into the washroom. By this time, the ship was on our side. Water was coming into the through the portholes with great force, and I could not get out of the port. Then the ship rolled over upside down. Then I was at the bottom of the bay again, in this compartment of the washroom. Now I can get out of the compartment and come to the surface. The USS Arizona had exploded, was on fire and sinking. I was picked up out of the water and taken to the dock, from the dock to the submarine base hospital, where I was treated for minor multiple wounds. After being discharged from the hospital, I was transferred to duty on board the USS aircraft carrier Enterprise. We made a raid on the Marshall and Gilbert Islands. This was the first contact with the enemy after they had hit Pearl Harbor. Then to Wake Island for a hit and run. We made a hit and run on Marcus Island, 900 miles from Japan. After that, I was assigned to the USS Betelgeuse, and a cargo attack ship hauling heavy equipment for invasions. We went through the Panama Canal, and from there we went over to South Africa, North Africa, where we staged for the attack on Sicily. After that, we went into Italy for an invasion there, and from Italy we went into southern France. After southern France, we went back through the canal to Honolulu, and down to Guadalcanal, then over to the Russell Islands, where we staged for the invasion of Okinawa. We made that invasion, and after that was secured, the Betelgeuse went back to Oakland, California, and was hauling ammunition from Fort Chicago to Honolulu, and the Japanese surrendered after we dropped the two atomic bombs. And this was the end of the war for me also. The two men that was in the pump room with me and the shipmate that helped me off the ladder into the engineer's compartment, also the chief that went after the keys, did not survive the attack. Now the date is May 1976, almost 35 years since the December the 7th, 1941. Signing off, Leslie Bickley, 130 North Crater, North Lake, Illinois, May 1976.